Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
It is Monday morning. Everything is getting stuck today. Everything that can get stuck does get stuck.
Monday morning madness.
Monday morning madness is exactly what's happening. Okay, so let's stop the screen and just talk directly to you, Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Of course, you to generating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Mondays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And you are a part of the solution because you have joined the Female Solution this morning, and we're always looking for solutions to the madness, because if there's a madness happening, it's happening right now. You saw everything I put up this morning is just going round and round and round in circles. But this morning, Monday morning madness, I'm here for Monday morning mindfulness, and I've already received my first tip of the day is to just inhale deeply, baby, because that's all you can do to calm down, to keep from screaming. So, there you have it.
Happy. Here's why I threw away all my blood pressure meds.
Is that right? Okay,
blood pressure by 26.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you got a chance to lower your blood pressure. You know, the videos just keep going if you don't go and stop them, and that's what happened. I didn't stop the Female Solution this morning, so. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I am your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And today, we will be joined by community activist Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we will be discussing the movie. It's a movie review, but boy, it's a whole lot more than that, of the movie The Gladiator. And as I was watching the movie with Russell Crowe, I could only watch, like, the first few minutes. It was just a little bit too much violence for me. So for those of you who were able to get through it, then you can be able to appreciate it. I saw enough. It's like I can't. I have nightmares at night, so I can't watch violent movies and expect to sleep. Well, it just don't happen like that. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. Happy birthday, born day. If today is your birthday, it is Monday, the first Monday in the month of October. And you know what that means. Lionel Abdul-Haq is here, first Monday of every month. And if you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating it with you. So happy birthday, born day to you and yours. And as you know, last week I celebrated the celebration of life from my BFF of 60-plus years, Deborah Smith. Back in the day, we knew it was Deborah Wright, but Deborah Smith. And she was married a couple of times. And her birthday, even though she passed September 17th, her birthday is tomorrow, October 4th. So happy birthday, born day. You're not here with us to celebrate in the flesh, but we always know you're here with us in the spirit. So thank us to the ancestors for welcoming her to the new world. Remember last week, stories from the other side? Mm-hmm. We talked to them. Call us crazy if you want to, but just be sure to call us for dinner time, okay? All right, just thought I'd share that with you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Please let us keep in prayer the families affected by hurricane. There's two of them, one in Florida, Hurricane Ian, and in Puerto Rico. Lord, have mercy. Hurricane Phil. Let us keep those people in prayer because we are one of the same. If it affects them over there, it affects us over here in more ways than one. And I was watching the news this morning how Biden has allocated $60 million for Puerto Rico to rebuild their infrastructure. Well, they should have did that the first time. I'm just saying. Anyway, let us keep those people in prayer. If you're listening online, thank you so much. Show us what city you're calling from this morning. That you're watching from this morning, what city, country, state, wherever you're from. We'd love to know in the comments. Oh, wow, Hamadia says welcome back. Thank you. It is an honor to be back. And thank you so much for watching this morning. Appreciate you. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate the fact that if you'd like to come in after the 7:30 break, you can do so by calling 515-605-9325. Excuse me, and if you're already on the computer, you already know we're on Facebook and YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show. And also, be sure and check out my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And always my blog. That's where I keep the updates for anything that's going on that you need to know about. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And Hamida says rest in peace. Yeah, Deborah Smith, she's in no more pain, and that's what we take a look at. So you're right, Hamida. Yes, Chicago, Illinois. All right. Thank you so much for sharing that this morning. If you are headed out and about today, do know that your traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTechs.com. If you are headed out and about, then you will know it is always crazy on a Monday morning, so expect delays, because that's what Monday morning is, full of delays. Yes, I said it, and it is true. So, and if you're watching while you're driving, stop watching and just start listening, because we don't need any accidents. We don't need to be responsible for any accidents. Traffic and weather. If you're looking to go to anywhere in the world, Vegas, Alaska, Hawaii, Jamaica, wherever, Caribbean, it doesn't matter. You can go through iTechs, and you can also start shopping right away and get a $100 bonus just for signing up and go shopping. If you need business owners and entrepreneurs, if you are in need of anything, we've bought taking vacations, bought automobiles, equipment, anything you can think of, big box, you can buy it at iTechs, iTechs.com. But you got to use the promo code ZELDA, ZELDA, to get that bonus. And, you know, I'm always giving thanks to the ancestors, and next week we'll be saluting the ancestors. Our very own Herb Kent, the mayor of Bronzeville, he passed some 6 years ago, October 22nd, so next Monday we'll be doing a salute to him. So be sure and check out my page, ZeldaSpeaks.com. WordPress.com. As we take a look at the expressways, Metro CTA, there's no reported delays, but do know that Grant Park is closed due to a marathon. And also, if you headed outbound, inbound on the Kennedy, it is 28 minutes outbound. It's 27 due to that crash past Cumberland that is blocking the lanes. On the Eaton's inbound, it's 24, 21 on the reverse. Your regular reported delays. It's slow at Mannheim on the Eisenhower, 42 minutes inbound and 40 minutes on the reverse. On the Stevenson, 28 in and 17 out. On the Dan Ryan, it is 15 minutes in and 12 minutes out. On the Bishop Ford, it's 11 minutes in both directions. On DuSavo, on Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes inbound and 9 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTechs.com. Are you having your tea this morning? I am. Hydrate. Don't caffeinate, because the coffee is drying you out. They don't tell you that, so keep smoking. I mean smoking. Drinking. Smoking too. Same thing. But you need to drink water. When I get up in the morning, I drink my Jamaica cup from Deborah. I miss Jamaica, but Deborah left me a cup. So thank you, Deborah Boo. You want to hydrate in the morning, because your organs have been still for 6-8 hours, however many hours you sleep, and there's nothing moving. It's just there resting, just like you are. So when you get up in the morning, you need to drink as much water as possible. I squeeze a half a lemon in mine, and if you're not squeezing a half a lemon in yours, because it makes the water alkaline. I know I digress, but I have to share, because that's what the Spirit gave me, so that's what I give to you. Anyway, hydrate, not caffeinate, because the caffeine dries you out on the inside. No, they ain't going to tell you that. They're going to say, go get another cup, okay? So you heard it here first on the Female Solution. Just thought I'd share that with you. Be sure and check out DiabeticDonut.com. That is the free site that I am paying for out of my pocket, because I want people who have diabetes or are borderline diabetics, and they don't know it, because I was borderline for, 10 plus years, and then I go and have an accident and discover that I'm no longer diabetic, borderline diabetic, because I am what? Diabetic. So go there and download that free drink that I drink every morning. Apple beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric, and it's nasty. It ain't nasty, it's just not. It's not something sweet out there like that, okay? But if it helped you reverse type 2 diabetes, and then I think that's what it's available for you. It's 7:14. I do not have to wait for God. Monday, October 3rd, and this is from Mike House. Your Monday morning mindfulness inspiration says, as humans, we are constantly waiting. waiting for a light to change, waiting in a line, waiting to go somewhere, waiting to leave. Often we are waiting for a change. If it is too hot, we are waiting for cooler weather to come. If it's too cold, we are ready for summer. Do not wait to be happy until you have a victory over a challenge. Rejoice. Mm-hmm. Be grateful for the blessings of life right now. Know that God placed you in the right time and the right place that you need to be. I praise and give thanks for this right now moment. Let's say that together. I give thanks and praise for this right now moment. I say yes to my good now. I say yes to my good now, knowing that I am deserving and worthy of every good thing Spirit has to offer. Say it like you mean it. Let's say that again. I am deserving and worthy of every good thing Spirit has to offer. See, you say it out loud because words have wings. I am blessed every day, always. I do not have to wait for God. I do not have to wait for God. Thank you. Zeal in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within. And so it is. All right, now go ahead on with your bad self. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you life. That is number 624 and 25. And that is your Monday morning mindful inspiration. Wow, I'm lit, as the children say. I'm on fire this morning. That's a good thing. Because we need to be on fire for something. We need to be charged up and ready. So are you ready? If you're ready, type in ready in the comments, because it's about to be Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Yeah, you know what that means. It's we about to redirect this power that we have. See, because they don't want you to know. They want you to keep stuck on this cell phone and your home phone and the computers and internet and all this stuff, because that's how they control us. Look, walk down the street, you see everybody in their phone. Get off the elevator. Ain't nobody look up, just walking. Just walking and reading and typing. Lord have mercy. What have we become? A nation of monkeys. And I mean that in a good way. Excuse me, not a nation of monkeys, a nation of robots, because we're all robots. Whether we know it, like it, or appreciate it, we are all robots. But good thing is we recognize it. Mm-hmm. And when we recognize it, we can what? We can do something about it. And we can what? We can meditate to activate. We can activate the genius within. And that's what we do on Monday Morning Mindfulness. So I want you to get ready. Sit up straight in your chair. If you're lying on your back in your bed, doesn't matter. Just get comfortable. And I just want us to breathe in and breathe out, because, see, that is where your power is. Your power is in the breath. If you know how to control the breath, especially in times of chaos and confusion, turmoil and anxiety and fear and all that other, you can control your emotions, and your emotions is what affects your health. I know, I just came back from the doctor. All that. Excuse me, Annie, we have got to learn. I ain't talking about y'all, I'm talking about me, how to control our emotions, because that is what sets off the trauma in our bodies that needs to be reminded that it's all good. We just have to learn how to master it. And we do that through the breath, because the breath is your first line of defense. It's like your skin is your first line of defense to keep your immune system healthy. Your sanity is what will keep you conscious. If you are conscious and you can remember to do conscious thinking, you'll be just fine. So let us begin as we sit up straight. Feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands and nothing in your back, and just give thanks. I am so grateful. I can move this body this morning. I can move on my own. I don't need any help rolling over in the bed. I just move my body from side to side as I breathe in. Hold it. Nobody's looking at me. Breathe. And exhale, turn to the side. Look at a high back chair so I can always move. You want to squeeze, like you squeeze the laundry. I know y'all don't know about that. You throw everything in the machine. Back in the day, you had to squeeze towels and clothes with your hands. So that's what we're doing with our inner organs this morning. When you turn around and squeeze, you, it's like giving them a little flush this morning. Give them something to do. Keep them working. Keep them busy in there so you can keep doing what you're doing and not even know that there's a problem in your body until you feel pain. Because, you know, pain's a great reminder that something is off balance. So don't go pop a pill because pain is the body's message of telling you something's a little off balance. So you need to figure out what that is. If you can't figure it out, go to the doctor. They'll help you. I'm sure they're going to give you some pills, too. But you can figure it out. Get your blood test. All right. Turn to the right. Oh, feel that stress. Yes, that stretch feels good, don't it? All right, bring them arms in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. And stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And you don't have to keep up with me. Just breathe. Just close your eyes. You should not be looking at me but the inside of your eyelids. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, and as you breathe in and breathe out on your own, focus on your chest, because when you inhale, you want that chest to expand. Excuse me, when you exhale, you want the chest to come back down. Yeah, that way you'll know you're taking a deep enough breath, because as you're breathing in and you're breathing out, you're sending healing messages to each and every organ in the body. So let's give thanks to each and every organ in the body, beginning with the brain. Inhale deeply. I give thanks for this great big old forehead and the brain that is enclosed inside, because it gives me divine directions. As I inhale deeply, sending love and light to the top of the head, on down through the face and the forehead and the chin, and down through the face and the shoulders, as we relax the shoulders and rotate the shoulders as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, reverse the shoulders. Inhale deeply. Bringing the power of the breath down through the chest, the solar plexus, and the sides. As we do the higher learning hip roll, as we inhale deeply. Bringing the power of the breath down through the back, and the buttocks, and the hips, and the thighs. Oh, yes, and those knees. Feel free to rub those knees, because, honey, one day, if not now, they will tell you that they could use a little loving. So you just rub on them and love on them. Any part of your body that hurts, just rub on it and love on it. Talk to it. That's what Granny used to do. That's what I do, and, baby, it works. Works if you work it. Inhale deeply. Just continue to breathe in and breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs, and the ankles, and the arches, and the insteps, and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes, bringing that energy of love, light, and energy back up through the toes, the feet, the ankles, the arches, the insteps, the legs, and the knees. Inhale deep in. Continue to breathe in and breathe out. Now, your mind is probably wandering on your to-do list and all the things you got to do, but that's okay. You simply breathe in and remind your body that you are in control, as you send love, light, and energy back up through the thighs and the hips and the buttocks and the back. As you breathe in, hold it. And as you breathe out, sending more love and light and energy back up through the solar plexus and the arms, as we stretch and stretch and give thanks as we move from side to side. As we breathe in, and as we breathe, give thanks. We give thanks that we are one with the one. As your eyes are still closed and you're breathing in and breathing out, we give thanks. And knowing that your mind is wandering somewhere off on your to-do list and the things you have to do for the day and the children and the family and for everybody else, you simply stop, close your eyes, take a long, deep breath, and inhale. And exhale. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. One more long, last, deep. Inhale deeply. and that is the sound that I use to bring our attention back to the breath, because the mind has a tendency to wander, and that's okay, because that's what the mind does. But we breathe in, giving thanks for the heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, pancreas, gallbladder, all those organs that are working on our behalf, and we don't even know it. The fact that we're breathing is proof positive that we are in the right place in the right time at the right time. As we give thanks, saying two of the most powerful words on the planet, I am. And whatever you put after those words, I am happy, because you have just activated the happiness gene. That's why you're bubbling over. That's why you feel so good inside, because they're not going to tell you that you have the power of the spoken word. And whatever you speak, that's what you become. I am healthy. Yes, I am. I am whole, perfect, and complete, just as I am. As we breathe in once more, and as we breathe out, turn the head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head around to the back. Slowly, slowly, slow down. You're moving too fast. We just want to feel the increments in the neck. If you feel a pop, that's okay. That's just air moving through the muscles and tendons and ligaments. Head up, inhale deeply. And as we exhale, send that head back down and rotate the head to the right and around to the back. Slow down. Just feel it. Just feel the stretch of the neck. Somebody somewhere can't feel that stretch, or if they're having that stretch, they're having a hard time. Somebody somewhere has a trachea in their throat. Ooh, look at you breathing. How long you are. You come, girl. Inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. And exhale. Inhale once more. Turning the head to the right side, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Ooh, don't that stretch feel good? Mm-hmm. And bringing it back front and center. Yes, that feels good. Inhale. And take a long, last, deep stretch and twist, and giving thanks for the power of the body that moves. And your command, it does whatever you tell it to do. Rotate those shoulders. Excuse me. And be sure and share this with somebody, because we're all stressed out about something. And we don't have to be, because we can control it simply by inhaling and exhaling. It doesn't take 10 minutes, honey. It can take 2 seconds. You just start breathing. They look at you like you're crazy. And you simply say, somebody come knocking on your door, disrupting your peace. And you, what do? You inhale and go. And it helps if you got a little garlic, a little onion, forgot to brush your teeth, got a little spank on your breath. Oh, yeah, they'll back up, I promise you. And that, my friend, is Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you will share it with someone. And you can see that on my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks to Me. I got two. And it's also on Higher Learning Network YouTube page, so be sure and check it out. Oh, set those DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web on our YouTube page. And if you enjoyed Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation, please type in and let us know what you enjoyed about the breathing, the stretching, the thinking, the thanking our toes and ligaments and things like that. So that's important. We have to remind our bodies sometimes that we appreciate it, especially when they don't want to work, like when this knee is calling me, Zelda, pay attention to me. Okay, girl, I got you. I'm paying attention. I'm rubbing you down, and I'm getting off of you. How about that? Okay, then I'm going to put it up on some, put some ice on it and put it up on. I have a skater's knee, and that's a whole other show. Anyway, I digress. It's 7:29. Thank you so much for joining me, and we're about to go to our first commercial break, and what I want you to do is share this video, because somebody somewhere is in need of hearing what has to be said this morning. And you may not even know who that is. You may never know it, but the fact is that you are part of this experience this morning, and you can share it with someone. So share, and when I come back, we will have Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and he will be joining us. So thank you, and continue to listen.
Crime in Chicago contains an entry. Come in.
Oh, here we go again. See, it's acting goofy again. But, you know, we expect that. It's Monday. What can I say? But you know he's running for mayor. Oh, and the fact that the I didn't play that this morning. Did I? I don't even remember. Here we go.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
And you do know that Dr. Willie Wilson is running for mayor, and there have been efforts to sabotage his goodwill. Of course, that's what haters do, so we expect that, but I just wanted to share that with you. If you have not heard about his ministry, and that's exactly what it is, then you need to go to his page and see that he's been doing this for quite some time. Dr. Willie Wilson, Facebook, Dr. Willie Wilson. And you will see that information. But right now, what I want to share with you is the information for the upcoming gas and grocery giveaway. And that is happening. You can see the updates on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. It's happening this Saturday, October 8th. In which you will receive $50 in free gas and a $25 coupon for groceries until all funds are exhausted. And these are the gas giveaway locations. As you can see, they are on the south side and on the west side and the north side. And these are the grocery giveaway locations. So there's a ton of them, so be sure and just go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And I'm waiting on the young man, the winner, Ali Keel, who was the, well, I shouldn't have said that. Well, yeah, I did. He is the winner of the September Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Awesome young man. Hopefully that he will be joining us at some point, because he is so talented. And I want you to see the work that he's done. So we're just waiting on him to call in, and we will share that information with you. But right now, I want to bring on the line our co-host of today's show on Monday Morning Mindfulness, and he's not there. Where is he? Did he just disappear? Okay. That's a good question. I guess I'll wait for him to call back. In the meantime, in between time, it is, what's his name? Ali Kiel. And I don't know why this is doing that. I'm trying to show you the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. His name is Ali, and he's, what do you want to call it? Illustrator. And he does wonderful art, and it is not pulling up. You know, it's Monday. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And you see, that's why I did my breathing exercises, right? And I don't know where he is this morning. Can we let that play? Let me see if I can pull that up. And everything that can go wrong is going wrong, y'all. Trust me. Grand Rising, are you joining us this morning? Did we just miss you? Okay, so hopefully this will play for you.
Yeah. My major is illustration, and I love art, comics, manga, and
K-pop. Are you doing the service now?
My goal in the future is to become a comic artist,
and
which
now?
Is my whole dream.
Of my
art, including
okay.
Character design mostly.
Why is it not?
Small
reasons. Let me see if I can pull this up. There he is, Ali Kiel. He's a young man from, I think, from Atlanta. He's the winner of the September contest. And why is this not pulling up? Yo, you all see what I go through on Monday morning. It's just craziness. Anything you want to happen, and you're trying to do something constructive for people, this is what happens. Oh, there he is. And then it just keeps hanging. But that is the young man. He is the winner of the September Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. If it ever quits going around in circles, I'll let you see it because his work is awesome.
And I work with...
And he works with everybody. Okay, Ali, let me see if I can speak. I want you to see his work. The boy is beyond. He is some kind of special. I'm just trying to pull this up here so you can see his work. No, that's not it. Come on, Ali, we want to see your work because it's dynamite. I want the people to see it. I can't get it to move here this morning. Okay, well, while I'm working on that, I'm going to bring in, I see he's on the switchboard, Lionel Abdul-Hop of Community Cultivation, so we can get this party started this morning talking about The Gladiator with Russell Crowe. I'm looking at this movie and I'm thinking slavery is still here, honey. It is alive and well. In the Roman Empire days. Okay, I digress. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines and bring in Lionel Abdul-Hop, my co-host for today. And we're discussing the movie Russell Crowe, the Gladiator movie review. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Lionel Abdul-Hop of Community Cultivation, Grand Rising. And thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Peace be with you. Hello to all of your listeners. And this is an issue that I'm pretty concerned about.
I'm sorry, can
this
you repeat?
This is an issue I'm pretty concerned about. It affects me personally. And I think it affects a lot of us in the context of the abuse of power that comes as a result of people coming in the leadership who really don't deserve that authority. Authority that has been handed down as a result of just you being a relative of somebody who had the power before you, and it being passed on because you are the son or daughter. Kind of like the monarchy of that, because you are a member of the family, the authority passes on to you.
Kind of like a daily machine here in Chicago, huh?
Yeah. It's not just the dailies, but the whole concept from Rome, from ancient Greece right on up to today, European cultures have passed on a lot of the same ideas, traditions, and governing dynamics. That's the reason why the rise and fall of nations continues to follow those same patterns. A lot of that has to do with the concept that you could pass on authority, power from to your children and your children's children, and keep it going in the family, just because you members of the same family.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do. Has nothing to do with your character in reality, but they claim that the bloodline is somehow connected to some divine authority, and therefore they deserve to have the positions of power passed on in the family.
Yeah.
You know, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed, the former leader of the Nation of Islam, who built the Nation of Islam fundamentally on his own, following the guidance of his teacher. When he passed away, Imam Warith Al-Din Muhammad, who was one of my mentors and teachers, became the leader. But it wasn't because he was his son. It wasn't because he was the son of Elijah Muhammad. It was because he had been prepared intellectually and culturally to take us in a different direction after his father passed. And his father had made that preparation while he was a child, and had begun making those preparations when he was a child. In fact, it was said that he had been named before he was born by the man that taught Elijah Muhammad. This man was called W.D. Farrar Muhammad, W.F. Muhammad, Wallace Farrar Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Elijah that you're getting ready to have a son, and that I want you to name that son after me, and that I want that, and that son is going to help you in your mission when he grows up. And Wallace was always brought up with that idea and cultivated to learn the religion of Islam, which was not what his father was teaching. His father wasn't teaching the religion. He was teaching us something that what he said was getting us ready for the religion. And before he died, before Elijah Muhammad passed away, he brought his son Wallace into Chicago to be the minister of Chicago, which was headquarters. And he made it very clear that he wanted his son to be the next leader. And all of the ministers, including Minister Farrakhan, knew that this history and this preparation had been made, and that it was the wishes of Elijah Muhammad, and therefore everybody unanimously supported his leadership until he started making changes, and then people started dropping out, going back to doing what Elijah Muhammad did. But my point is that after Wallace died, his son became the new leader. Wallace III. And I haven't heard much of what the community has been doing since then, because I had left before that. But my concern is how this idea of a royal family and passing on authority and power has hurt the Muslim community has hurt me personally in a lot of ways. It was very much involved in the process of the assassination of Malik Shabazz, Malcolm X. And it continues as a problem even on most people's jobs when the person that's in authority abuses his power, abuses the rights and the life of individuals who, just as one individual, he don't matter. But when you look at the pattern of abuse, it continues. It doesn't just hurt one person. When people start to abuse power, they tend to do it on a broader scale. So this is where I think we have to begin to focus and work to correct. I had hoped that a lot of this stuff would be dealt with because it's been buried under the rug and my life has not been what it should be as a result. But nevertheless, it happens and it continues to happen. And until people will demand justice and demand that people's get an opportunity to have a hearing, which is another one of the principles that came out of the forming of this country, independent from Europe, is that they didn't have that. They didn't have the ability to even question or to be to question their accusers, and didn't have right to a court hearing or judgment by peers. All of that came after the revolution that started this country. They didn't have that in England. It wasn't a part of the Roman Catholic system that you had a right to be heard or a trial by jury. None of that existed. So we've made progress. We've made some changes to our political situation where people in authority just can't just do anything they want to without some kind of protections for people, common people. But we still have a long way to go.
Yes, we do, because it is alive and well. And I guess maybe people might be wondering, it's like, why is that important? Because what's done back then continues to control our lives right now.
Well, the process of our evolving as a human society is not just in our physical characteristics or our emotional life, but our moral life comes into development, and the idea of what is just and what is fair and what is right is often brought into question when it's challenged by authority. Authority doesn't like to be seen as wrong or fallible. They like to appear as being perfect and just. And so when they do things that are not just, they tend to either hide it or the people don't demand justice for the people who are being abused, and consequently the injustice gets worse.
Right.
And so this is where we are in the modern world. We accept judgments. We accept the persecution of individuals, like the sister over in Iran. When it comes out that authority has abused that authority, then there is an uprising. But it had probably been going on before. And so this is where we have to go. Moral authority has to come from a divine process. It has to come from a divine place of development where this is something that is in accord with a system you know, that judgments are made not based on personality, worship, but are based on a system that allows for due process to occur. And that is something that that didn't exist prior to 1776 when the United States was formed. It didn't exist, I don't think, anywhere except in some Islamic societies. They had set up some kind of a jurisprudence in Islamic societies. But they were still new, and after the Crusades, much of that was undermined and destroyed, and many of the Muslim countries became monarchies like the Shah of Iran. So these are problems that have historically been challenged, have been rearranged. But the problem remains the same, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
It corrupts the mind, the body, and the spirit, and you will find yourself doing things that you don't may have not usually done, and make you question your own morality. Because if the things that you are doing, as you say all the time, are not good, are not for the benefit of the community, then why are you doing it? And what difference does it make? Go ahead.
Well, the reality is, it's obvious that when authority is passed on simply on the basis of heredity, that you belong to a family, you're not necessarily you're automatically saying that you're getting you're accepting an idea that power, divine authority, is passed on in the blood. When morality is not in the blood, it's not in the flesh. Morality is not in the flesh, period, whether it's your brain, your heart, your melanin. You know, there are people who believe that melanin is the substance that makes for divine authority. It makes people superior who have melanin. And that's becoming more and more of a thing in the idea of the people as we speak. But from a standpoint of what Islam, my religion that I've accepted, teaches, morality is in the soul, it's in the spirit, it's in the immaterial life force that dwells within the body. And if you're not conforming, if the person that you are putting in authority after the death of someone else, he may be a family member, but if he does not have that same spiritual connection with the ideals of the religion, if he does not personify in his personality and his judgment someone who looks to and follows the guidance of the religion over his personal ambitions or ideas, then that person is not qualified to be a leader of a morally guided religious community. That's not the way you choose your leader. And that was clear when Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, who the religion of Islam was established by 1,400 years ago, he made that very clear, that it is not hereditary. You don't pass on this authority to somebody simply because they are my relative. They didn't. He wasn't. The split that created the Shiite movement that is ruling in Iran, that split came as a result of their wanting to put Prophet Muhammad's nephew, Ali, in the authority of position simply because he was his relative.
Mm.
He was a good person. He was also a very good person,
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it. Ali was a good Muslim, but the idea of him being his nephew was not weighty enough. In fact, it was probably rejected because Prophet Muhammad had made such a clear pronouncement against that being a criterion for leadership. And the Muslim community went into its first major split following the passing of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with the formation of the Shiite movement, who wanted Ali to be the next leader as opposed to Brother Abu Bakr.
Mm.
May peace be upon him, too.
Mm. And there is an abuse of power not only in the community, Lionel Abdul-Haq, if you just joined in, that is the voice of community cultivation's activist, Lionel Abdul-Haq. If you are experiencing that in your life, world affairs, let us know what city or state or country that you are in and experiencing that, and you can post that on our social media page. You can, in the comments section here on YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show, and Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. So I pose that question to our audience in Abuse of Power. Who do you know that has power and is abusing it? Vieta Robinson from Florida, thank you so much for showing up this morning. It's good to know that Hurricane Ian has not taken you away and others in Florida. Vieta says, Grand Rising Queen Ann Abdul, love the show. Thank you so much, Vieta, for joining us this morning. And if you didn't tune in last night, Soul Purpose Healing, you've got to see it. You see how her name is spelled there. Just go to Soul Purpose Healing with Vieta, and also it's on in the archives in the Blog Talk page, blogtalkradio.com. Comes on Sunday night until 9 p.m., and you'll hear the show Soul Purpose Hearing. There's a whole lot going on, folks, that y'all don't have a clue about. But you do now because you're with the Female Solution. And it is 7:57. You got any questions or comments? We'd love to have them. Oh, there is a call here. 111-1111. We'll take your call this morning. Grand Rising. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Grand Rising, Ella, and my brother.
It's Obadiah. Hi. Who is this?
Sunshine. It's Obadiah. The sun is shining, and it's another day.
Hi, Obadiah. Calling in.
Wonderful. And you know what's interesting about this whole piece? They say something about power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, something like that. It's normal for people who are in charge to always try to put people that they want over what they want. The problem with it is, why do people follow along with it? It's like if you come out of a racism situation where you're in slavery, then why would you try to be like the oppressor? Lastly, I don't think anybody can lead anybody but you lead yourself, because whoever they put in charge, can you imagine? They got Joe Biden in charge. What could he do for anybody? So if you don't have no consciousness and haven't dug deep within who you are, you're going to keep being misled. It's like the brother just said, Elijah Muhammad started a religion. He taught it different than what it really was being taught, but it caught on. And to this day, there's still people following that same brainwashed religion, depending on what's brainwashed. But just to put solutions on it, you know, sometimes people take religion and use that as an excuse. The latest is, we all are just human beings. Drop religion. Why don't we just look at what we have in common? And stop acting like I'm this or I'm that, so I'm against you and I'm against that, and my God's better than yours and all this crazy. If we cut that out and start with just basic looking at each other and accepting each other for who we are, we may have a chance. But otherwise, the last I looked, they shooting people in the head and doing all types of stuff. Just check out the blotter. That don't show no love as far as I'm concerned, because in my lifetime, folks used to sit back on the porch and wave at strangers. You used to get on the train, you talk to strangers. Today, everybody got their ears plugged up, so who's talking to who?
Yeah.
Who's communicating with who?
Yeah.
So when you got that type of disconnected communication between society, look at what you have.
Yeah.
So-called black people that are successful, it ain't going nowhere consciously at all. So is that success?
Ooh.
Makes you wonder, huh? Well, all I can say is this. Step outside, cut off all of your electronica, see what's out there in nature and the universe, and ask the creator that made you, what's my purpose? And live your life, man.
Amen.
From the time you wake up to the time you die. And if you do wake up, you're going to have a whole lot to do. I get up at 5:30 a.m. I probably sleep by 1 a.m. doing the job 24/24. How beautiful a life it is. Love you all.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Obadiah.
God bless you.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing your comments this morning. If you'd like to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we would love to have you on the show this morning. My co-host is Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we're discussing abuse of power is really what it's all about. We talked about Russell Crowe in the movie review, The Gladiator. It was so violent, Lionel. I couldn't watch it all. I saw the first 15 minutes, and I'm like, I can't do this, talking about an abuse of power. Anyway, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Stay close, and we'll be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and I'm joined by our monthly contributor, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. And today is a very interesting subject. It is Monday, October 3rd, the first Monday of the month. If you're celebrating a birthday this month, we celebrate it with you. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you're celebrating, happy birthday to Deborah Smith, my BFF of 60-plus years, who has made her transition, and she passed on September 17th. And tomorrow, October 4th, is her birthday. And check this out. She passed at 10:04. That's 10:04 a.m., and 10:04 is her birthday, Earth Day, birthday, born day. We salute you and we join you, my sister. We don't join you where you are, but we join you in the celebration because, you know, wherever people go when they leave this planet, it must be good because ain't nobody coming back telling us nothing. So wherever it is, it's a good place. So if you're celebrating, we're celebrating with you. And it's birthdays, Earth Days, born days are about celebration of life. And in that journey of life, we must learn to control our tongue and the power that we possess with that tongue. And there's a lot of misuse of power that's going on the planet right now. And that's what we're discussing today. One of the many things that we're discussing. Oh, and the lines are lit up. Let's go to the phone line, Lionel. Did you want to make any comments before we take any more calls, Lionel?
Oh, no. No, I think we've laid out essentially where we're coming from.
So, too. I agree wholeheartedly. Let's go to 779-801 Grand Rising. You're live on The Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Grand Rising. Assalamu alaikum to the Muslims who are listening and Brother Lionel. This is Sister Maika.
My sister of the microphone.
Peace to you, Sister. How are you?
I'm glad to talk to both of you. I was listening to you, Brother Lionel. I must have came in when you were giving a synopsis of the transitions of the Nation of Islam, and I didn't hear anything you said about the movie, and I haven't seen the movie. But it made me think about a couple of things I wanted to speak about. I had an opportunity to be a part, to study with Warif D. Muhammad at one point and work under his leadership, and also to just study the leadership of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. And, you know, being around Muslim people, I must say that people in the Nation of Islam, from my perspective, are some of the most intelligent black people that I've met in terms of their ability to comprehend their freedom. Now, one of the things that I perceive that's missing in the Nation of Islam today and always has been a court system, because all nations set up court systems, but there was never a court system that was set up to adjudicate problems between members of the nation. And I think that becomes a way that injustice seeps into and power becomes corrupt, because there has to be a way that people can resolve their problems. Now, even in the homes, what I find in the homes today and among individual people is that there's no way to resolve conflict. Like my husband, the late James Luther Bevel, used to say, he said, Maika, you know, I'm presenting him some food. He said, Maika, you know, no matter how good the food looks, how good it smells, how delectable it tastes, He said you still have to have a strategy for poop. He said
a strategy for what?
For poop.
For shit.
Okay.
And he said the same is true with people. No matter how much you might like somebody, no matter how much they've been good to you, how well you communicate and do things together, you still have to have a strategy for conflict. And so what I don't find is the strategy for conflict. What I find is that people just shut down. They're just shut down. They stop talking. There's no resolution sought at all. And just all hell breaks loose as a result of that because people are connected to people, especially in family. And that strategy for conflict is very important. We don't see, the most important thing, the thing I see more than anything, is negative attitudes being projected. People just get negative attitudes and go into their little closet, and they don't pray in the closet, they just stay in the closet. And they never come out and resolve anything or even seek, and then they'll talk to other people, and other people will take sides, and, you know, now you have cliques that develop and what have you within a family or within a community, and things never go forward. And that, to me, is a big, big problem. I remember growing up, my mother and father would fight, and sometimes they would fight physically, but I never heard my mother or father say, I'm not going to talk to you no more. They never said that. I mean, they would go to blows, but they would come back, and they'd get back on track, knowing that their responsibility was in the raising of my brother and myself. And that was it. Then sometimes they get back into another issue, debate, or conflict, and they bring up what happened before. But, again, they never shut down their communications or anything like that. So I've always wanted to see I became a peace advocate early in life because I always wanted to help my parents to come to peace, but they were both Libras. We're in the Libra season now. Mm-hmm. They were both Libras. They're very peaceful, loving people, but when they got together, they were just, it was like a cat and a dog. And so I always wanted to learn how to resolve peace so I could bring them to peace. Mm-hmm. And so I learned to listen. I developed really good listening skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, so if you can listen, you can resolve conflict. Then I realized that it takes two people to resolve it. It really takes three. Two people to agree to resolve conflict. And
I think it's important that we understand that there are procedures that are established. The religion of Islam, as it was established by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago, did establish the whole concept of jurisprudence. It's called fiqh in the religion. Established rules and procedures for adjudicating differences of perspectives and personal issues, and they just haven't been followed. The laws and the rules that were established through the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, are fundamentally the same ones that were incorporated when the United States was formed. The ideas that were incorporated in the American Constitution about the rights of the individual, every individual has rights, that didn't exist before Prophet Muhammad and the religion of Islam came on the scene. It did not exist. And when America broke off and decided to form its own country, its own legal system. It was the religion of Islam that they borrowed from in terms of establishing these ideas of freedom and justice for all. That didn't exist in Europe. That didn't exist in the Roman Catholic Church. It was not there. And so that where they got it from, the only place where it existed in reality was in the Islamic society that was just, you know, that had been 700 years in the development, with 400 years of it being fighting the Christians in the Crusades that destroyed the community. But the principles, the ideas that Prophet Muhammad established were established immediately upon his becoming a leader of a state. When he formed the state in Medina, he began to implement these kinds of rules and procedures that gave rights to individuals to be heard, to have hearings, to have court procedures. And but they don't get credit for it. The Muslim community doesn't get credit for it. And and since then it hasn't been practiced in reality because the Muslim communities have been in a state of weakness. They haven't been strong for over 700 years almost. So this is something that has to be brought back. The people have to willfully want to have this process established and insist on it before it becomes a reality, because power will concede nothing without demand. They never have. They never will. So when people get power, the abuse of power is almost a probability if you don't do what you have to do to establish and to keep them in line, to keep the process going. And it hasn't been. And the connection between what's going on now in the current political situation, somebody mentioned something about Biden. It's not about the personality of the individual. All human personalities can fail, can become corrupt under the influence of power. But the system is what keeps the people in power in check, because the system is the power. The system is what is really ruling. You are a figurehead. You are administrating a system, but you are not the power. The power is in the system that you are established on, rules, principles that are supposed to be connected to a divine source. And the proof is in the pudding. Once you actually put these systems in place, if justice does not seem plausible, if it doesn't seem credible that you're going to get justice from this system, then it's a sham. It's not, you know, it's just a figure, figures in place, but you're not really administering the ideal of the system. So this is what has to be done. We have to recognize that it's not personality. It's not about individuals. It's about having a system in place that at least gives a process whereby people can address their grievances and have them adjudicated publicly, where people can see what the issues are and the judgments that are made.
And judgments are all.
That's my point. That has not been put in place within
the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam is not even Islam. It's not following the ideals that were established by Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago. established this religion. And it wasn't that Allah was a man. It wasn't that it was no hierarchy or passing on power to another member of your family just because they're a member of your family. That is not what Islam teaches. That is not what Islam does. Islam and the Nation of Islam's teachings about a Farad Muhammad being Allah in the person, about Elijah Muhammad being the messenger of Allah because Farad Muhammad taught him, that's not consistent with what Islam is anywhere in the world. No place else in the world do they teach that except the Nation of Islam in America. And therefore, because it is such a deviation from what was established, I don't call it Islam. What Minister Farrakhan is doing is not representative of the religion of Islam, period.
Mm. Well, I don't have another name for it other than the Nation of Islam.
Well, that's the name that they gave it, but if you know, but just because somebody calls themselves, just because someone uses a name doesn't mean that they are credible to use that name. And people who know the difference should have the courage. And that's the biggest problem with abuse of power. People don't have the courage to say what is true. They know that they might be persecuted. They might even be killed for saying it. But the truth is the light. And if you really believe in Allah, if you really believe in God, then God wants you to speak the truth like he told Jesus when he went before Rome. When Jesus came into Rome talking about Caesar was not the greatest power in the world, he knew he was getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that was going to cause him a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he condemned the abuse of power that was going on in the marketplace and the taxes and so forth, he knew that was going to be a problem. But you did it anyway because it's the right thing to do. And that's what it is about. People in authority, you know, they can abuse their power only because people are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really believe in God, if you truly believe in Allah, you can't fear. You can't have two masters. You cannot serve two masters. Either you're gonna serve God or you're gonna serve the people who are in power, who are gonna abuse their power, even to the point of doing something to attack or hurt you and to stop you from saying what is right. You know, you can't call the only reason why the Nation of Islam was able to develop in America is because America don't teach history the way it should. And America doesn't stand up and say, what you teaching about Islam is not right according to what history says about Islam. They ain't gonna say anything about it. They're gonna let it go ahead because they don't care whether Islam is represented properly or not.
Well, all right.
But I do care. I think it's important. And in fact,
I have something else I'd like to say. On a personal note, my daughter used to be in the Christian church, and at another point she joined the Nation of Islam with her husband, and I am so glad that she did because she has evolved greatly under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I've personally seen benefit coming out of that structure.
Well, I do too. I mean, I came out of that structure. I was introduced to it. Well,
okay,
I mean, you're making a point. But the point that you're making is that it did some good. I know it did some good.
Interrupting me now because I'm.
We're having a conversation. The point you just made, I'm trying to address the point that they did some good.
I understand that, but my point is that it's not Islam.
Okay.
The point. After he finishes, thank you.
I just wanted to say that you, but what you're saying about the fact that they did some good is right, but they're not doing Islam. That's my point. My point is that Islam was already established, and what you, what they're doing in the name of Islam is not the same thing. So if you're going to do something different, you should call it something different. It's, it is inappropriate. It is a misrepresentation to say that you are teaching Islam when you're not. That's my point. That's the only point I'm trying to make. I'm not saying they're not doing some good.
Okay, now I've heard you make this point three times, and I can acknowledge it. I'm not objecting to your point that they're not doing what Islam was set up to be. That's clear. I'm very clear about that. I'm going beyond that, however, because I can't speak to that. I'm not a member of the Nation of Islam.
But you can speak to history, you know. But the history is clear. It's not that, it's not that it's different. It's not that complicated. You are, if you know the history started 1,400 years ago, and it's not the same thing that it, that is being taught today in the Nation of Islam, then you know that they lie. They're obviously not telling the truth. It's not the same thing. So
it's
you can't just change.
It's like, what are the reasons you won't become a member of the Nation of Islam? Is they also say that Elijah Muhammad is still alive. Well, I can't purport that. So there are things that I don't agree with also. However, I like to point out the good that I see in every person and situation. I don't like to just speak to the negative or what's wrong.
Well,
because I know what with Wallace Dean Muhammad. Problem came up because sisters were looking, were wanting to talk about polygamy, having more than one, men having more than one husband, wife. And it was said that his wife at the time didn't even want that as a discussion. And so
getting into personal issues is not the answer.
It's called Islam that a man can have more than one wife. So there are a lot of tenets, different people who were, was, it was not followed to the letter of the, of how it was structured. And then I know that things change because we're living in a different era also. So things change based on what the conditions, the environmental influences are, what people are confronted with. So there are a lot of things that change as a result of that. So that's how I see it. It's about change. So anyway, even within the Islamic culture, is there an Islamic culture now that's set up based on the tenets of Islam in existence? Your perspective?
The
truth. So what,
the teachings that Prophet Muhammad established were well documented. He established the state before he died. I'm talking about the prophet who received the revelation called the Holy Quran. He received it over a period of 23 years, a little at a time, and before he died, it was complete, and he had established Islamic laws. He had established the Islamic state, a government, and people ain't following it. They just ain't following it.
In the world today.
No.
Where people are following that. Okay, so nowhere in America nor in the East are people following is the Islamic state is set up by Prophet Muhammad.
It's not entirely.
Okay.
Not entirely. The kingdom of Saudi Arabia is ruled by a monarchy. That's not Islamic. That is not the way Islam is supposed to be run. Prophet Muhammad didn't establish a monarchy. He didn't establish a kingdom where the king rules and then he passes it on to his children. That's not Islam. And what the Nation of Islam is talking about is not Islam either.
Okay.
All of this is the result of the, and Prophet Muhammad said that his community was going to go into decline before he died, but that it was going to rise again in the West. So there are nothing has happened that didn't that was not foretold would happen, but that we have to follow what was established. We can't just go off and say we're going to take this and leave that. If it was established as a divinely inspired order from God to his prophet, look at it and see if that's the case. And if it if it's examined to see that that was the case, then we should be doing what he established, if we're going to call it Islam. You can't call it Islam if it's not following that established pattern. You should call it something else.
And
that's
right
my
now
point.
We don't have to call it a commercial because it's commercial break time. It's 8:30. If you just joined the conversation on the Female Solution, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll take your call. And while we're running the commercials, text somebody. Call somebody. Tweet somebody. Let them know that we're live on the Female Solution this morning. We're talking about abuse of power, and it's getting deep. So stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words, We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We've been joined by Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we're discussing the abuse of power this morning. It came under the heading of the movie The Gladiator with Russell Crowe, and there's definitely an abuse of power going on here. And I hope you've enjoyed the conversation with one of our callers, our sister Maika, in downstate Illinois, former host here on The Female Solution, and she will be coming back shortly. But I just want to focus your attention on something that I didn't share with you this morning during meditation, and that is meditate to activate. This is our project to help the homeless. As you know, homelessness is an issue here in the city of Chicago, as it is all over the world, but it has become an issue now that we know about it, so we can do something about it. And this is what we've done. If you go on our Instagram page, you will see the hln.homeless.project, and that is the information. You can see all the videos. I'm not going to pull it up because you can see I've been having issues pulling up videos this morning. But you'll see all the videos, all the work that we do, and we cannot do it alone. And we ask that you not only support the Homeless Project, but the Teen Talent Contest as well, because we have a winner, Ali Keel, who is not with us this morning, but we're going to keep trying until we get him back, because we want you to see the wonderful work that he's done, and we will continue to support him with these products. And you can go to higherlearningnetwork.org. This is how we give them scholarships and prizes and things of that nature. He probably need more supplies because it costs to make illustrations, and this is one of my favorite. Inhale the genius in me, exhale fearlessness. And there are lots of them. Well, not lots of them, but about a dozen or so. And inhaling new thought patterns and exhaling fear-based thinking will help you get closer to your desire, whatever that is. Whatever it is, it may be, excuse me, because there's power in spoken words. So we have to be extremely diligent in monitoring our thoughts and expressing the words that we say, because inhaling and exhaling is of the utmost importance if you are to survive this chaos and confusion that is going on. So I just wanted to share that with you. You be sure and share it with someone else as well. And these are our negative self-talk, eliminating all of that good stuff right here on The Female Solution. So in order, if you want to do something different, you want something different, you got to do something different, and that is to get acclimated with using the power of your words and seeing the power that you possess on a t-shirt, because the designers of this world no secrets that we don't know, and they are making a fortune. So when you learn the fortunate information, you be sure and share it as well. And you can find that information on our YouTube page. So look for Kwame, Baba Kwame Sunhorse on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. See that logo? You'll know you're at the right place. And it'll show you that. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Okay, so let's back to the conversation. The phone lines are lit up. We got to get some calls here this morning, Lionel. Let's go to the phone line. Area code 773-977. You are live on the Female Solutions Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, good morning and hallelujah to Jesus and God and Jehovah and all the rest of them. And giving honor to your girlfriend, Deborah Smith, for her birthday on tomorrow. God is good in heaven, and he's just watching over all of us right now through this wonderful, fantastic guest that we have today. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, this is my kind of show. We're talking about the denominations, the religions, and, you know, everything that's been said so far, all I can just say is ditto, ditto. Nobody's going to come back and tell us how good it is over there, but we know that we're here, so I'm agreeing with all of that. And my special questions for our guest today, and I hope we're going to have some forwarding information after the show is over, whereas we can contact them later on. However, the court system and the problems with the members that we're having, the abuse of power, the fact that most of the due process rights have been denied for quite some time. Is there any way to avoid conflict with the courts, with the people not being allowed their rights? I just feel that, you know, if we allow the mayor and others to support these immigrants and house them and you know, put them in a shelter when we have our people right here in Illinois living on the streets, and you know, we're agreeing with all this. Someone has abused their power.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to know, you know, what can we do? Is the power, if we know that we're going to be hurt, or we might be prosecuted, we might be killed, if we stand up, we're abusing, we're not abusing anyone, but we're trying to help our people. God said that if we love one another, and we don't know what is right, but we do know when we're hurting and when we're happy. And that's something that's a gift from God. One of the hosts said, well, how do you know who you're listening to? Well, when you're listening to something and you find out that it was good for you and made you happy, well, that was from God. But you have something that you listened to and it made you sad, made you cry, that was from old Satan. Mm. So you know when God gives you something because it's good. And all of us being alive right now, it's real good. And thank you, Jesus. And so I would like whatever rules we can establish whereas we can get the freedom and the justice for all. I don't feel that it even exists today. You know,
okay.
Two people to agree to a conflict, to solve a problem, a conflict. Okay. I'm sorry. No, you were about to say something. But thank you so much for this time. And Zelda, thank you for bringing this up and everybody for bringing him on the show. I love him. I love him. I love him. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lois from Chicago. Thank you so very much. We greatly appreciate that. Tracy, one of our callers, I'm sorry, viewer says, Grand. Hi, Grand Rising. She also says, Shalom. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tracy. Naima Latif, executive producer of the show, who will be coming on at 9 o'clock for the after show, may or may not, says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher and brother wisdom teacher. I agree with Maika. You first have to have two people who agree to resolve conflict. I agree with Lionel Abdul-Haq. Both parties have to have in their hearts a desire for a peaceful resolution, where all are treated fairly, not just both wanting to win or get their way. You are absolutely right on that, Naima. Move around with Deborah. Our third Saturday host says, if you hear or see something that moves your spirit for the good, is it your good? Good question, Deborah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, 515-605-9325. Thank you for all the calls coming in this morning. Are you abusing your power? Is that possible? Who do you know like that? Let's go to the phone lines. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. 312-909. You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Unmute yourself. Before we go to the next call, 312-909. Going once, going twice. Are you there? Okay, so let's go to the next caller.
I'm here.
Okay, and who is that? Hi, who's this? Hello? Hi, who's this? Okay, well, when you unmute yourself, we'll come back to you. How about that? 312-671. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to the abuse of power? Who do you know like that? Unmute yourself.
Shalom. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
This is Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago. I wanted to inject the fact that abusive power is wrong power, and it's wrong every day, 24/7, 7 days a week and 52 weeks in the year. Have no fear, because Plump is here. We are promoting Plump Black Code as a part of the solution in supporting the Female Solution, which is the People's P, Plump Campaign. And that is the theme for Peace, Love, Unity Marketing People, which is everybody can help stop abusive power. And in the way we can do it is everybody can help stop the violence, shooting, robbing, stealing, and killing, and looting and hijacking, and help save our children. See, every day when people are doing that, that's abusive power. It is a disgrace to humanity services. And we have incorporated Team 23. And my question is, October the 23rd, I'd like to invite the Female Solution, especially you, Brother Abdul, and also Sister Zelda Robinson and the Female Solution to what we call our People's March.com campaign, which is at 3515 South Cottage Grove, first floor. Chicago, Illinois, 606-53, and we're going to be featuring Happy Million Man March. You know, there is a solution in that. And for more information, on Sunday, October the 23rd, from 2:30 to 4:30, it takes a village to raise one child, and no one can raise a kid. And a kid is wrong all the time. That's abusive power. That's a baby goat.
You are absolutely right. Thank you so much for sharing that information, Minister Robert Floyd Plump of Chicago. It is 8:48. We've only got a few more minutes here. Let's take another call. Area code 111-1111. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to the abusive power? What do you think about that? Who do you know that's like that? Are they abusing that power? We've got some comments here, too. Move around with Deborah says, if you hear or see something that moves your spirit for good, is it your good? Yes, I did read that. And Vieta says, what does Lionel think of the movie Woman King? Oh, yeah. We're talking about the movie Lionel, Gladiator movie review. Yeah, but Lionel, yeah, we'd love to know. Have you seen Lionel Abdul-Hawk? Have you seen the movie The Woman King with Viola Davis? Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you can't comment on that. So we want you to do
I can comment. I haven't seen it, but I can comment on the concept and the idea of the. I know a little bit about the history that they drew from in making the movie in terms of the sisters of the Dahomey people of Africa who had a tribe of who had women warriors. I understand a little bit about that. The concept of the movie, you know, from what I understand, from what I generally understood about it, is that the women were forced into a situation where they had to go to war, and you know, women can fight and do battle just like men can, but the role of a soldier, we had talked about this before. The idea of the word soldier speaks to the soul. The first part of it is S-O-U-L, soul. And mm-hmm. your soul, the soul of a soldier is one who is willing to fight, to give his life for a cause, an ideal. Mm-hmm. And this is what is connected to the movie Gladiator. That the character in Gladiator, the main character that Russell Crowe portrayed, was a soldier who had worked his way up from the ground level to be a general. Not just a general, but he was a respected general among other soldiers. He was respected among other soldiers. If a general who can command the respect of other soldiers is a very valuable person, is a person who has a level of integrity, and a level of the will to fight and to defend the ideal that inspires others to do likewise. And that's what's so valuable about a soldier. When a person sincerely believes in their soul that what they're doing is right and just, regardless of how violent it may be and how to other people, he can become an inspiration to other soldiers. You see what I'm saying? And that's what's valuable about getting people to fight for something they believe in. That once you believe in it, you can draw from a spiritual base to do your physical work. And that's what is fundamental about the whole concept of getting people to go out and fight for your cause. So what I'm trying to get across is that inherent in the story of the sisters who fought in the Warrior King, the women warriors, it's the same thing. Once there's a cause that draws on your soul to respond, it can inspire others to do likewise. And so we have to understand, what we're trying to get people to understand, is that somewhere in that process, it is cultivated to have people want to die for a cause. But when the people at the top who are not dying, they're not going to fight. They're not going to go out there and fight. They're going to send you out there to fight. But they want to inspire you with an idea that will get your soul involved and committed to that. That's what's happening in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. What's happening in Ukraine is that the Russian soldiers don't have their soul in that fight.
They do
not have their soul in their fight. Their soul ain't in the fight, and therefore they come in, they take the place, but they ain't staying there. They ain't trying to hold that. They don't have their soul in it, therefore they lose it. Once they take it, they have to give it back up because they not fighting for what they really believe in. But when you do get a general, when you get the character in the movie Gladiator was sincere and committed, and he had he commanded the respect of other soldiers, and he was considered a valuable asset to the leaders. But the son who took over after he killed his father didn't want anybody who could compete with his authority. So he got rid of the general. He got rid of him. He tried to kill him, and he killed his family, destroyed his family. And this is what happens when the abuse of power, it kills the loyalty. It kills the desire in the people to want to give their life in support of an idea of a kingdom that is unjust, that has done some serious injustices. And therefore, the erosion of the power begins to take place as a result of the abuse of power. And the kingdom starts to fall the minute the people at the top start abusing their authority and the people allow them to do so. And that's the point, whether you're talking about ancient Rome or you're talking about Donald Trump. It's the same situation. When people allow you, when they put you on such a pedestal, a level of authority that your authority is just based upon your personality. It's not based upon nothing else. You can abuse that authority and people will allow you to do it. And that's when the society starts to shake at its very foundation and starts to fall.
And that's what Vieta Robinson says, a governor of Florida has similar leadership qualities as a military veteran. Yeah, right on target. Right on target. If you just joined the conversation, it's 8:56 and the time is almost up. Where did it go to? If you are just joining us, I mean, the longer we stay on, the more heated the conversation gets. So if you are on the switchboard, you want to call in a comment, you need to do that right now. Push 1 to speak because the show goes off at 9 o'clock and we are going over to the after show, and I'm being joined by our executive producer,
Naima Latif.
She's here, and welcome. As we play the ending of the show, Lionel, are you going to hang in there with us?
No, I'm going to have to get out of here. I just wanted to share those ideas.
Well, please give us a closing thought before I play the closing of the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Go ahead, Lionel, please. Thank you.
Well, I think that the object of peace is God. We have to submit to Allah. We have to submit to the Creator. We have to seek guidance and then have the courage to follow that guidance. And from Abraham all the way up to today, from Adam all the way up to Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. we have to look at history. We have to reflect sincerely about what is the ideal of God. What is God? And we need to follow that. We need to follow the historical evolution of the movement of divine guidance in the world and see what we can draw from it that will help us in this modern day and time.
Amen, and we thank you for helping us see that and to be a part of that change right here on The Female Solution. If you want to get in touch with Lionel Abdul-Haq, how can they do that, Lionel?
As always, I like to talk to people. Give me a phone call, 773-642-1453.
One more.
773-642-1453.
Excuse me. Ooh, thank you so very much. Lionel Abdul-Haq, ladies and gentlemen of Community Cultivations, if you want to contact him, you have the number. Old school for life, 773-642-1453. Lionel Abdul-Haq, thank you. We appreciate you. Shalom.
Peace to you, too.
Listen to the finishing closing. Actually, it went off, Naima. So it looks like we are officially in the after show.
Well, there were some interesting observations made, and I'd like to maybe reflect on a conversation that we find ourselves happening, participating in a lot. First of all, when we talk about abuse of power and the history of that, every nation has had its time where it rose to power and wealth, and the people in power got greedy and power hungry and did unethical things in order to stay in power and increase their power. And as a result, the nation fell. That is the pattern that humanity has created everywhere. We're just aware of the more recent history because we study it. But there are civilizations beyond even the last 10,000 years that we may talk about that had that same pattern of rise and fall because of the greed inside the human being, the lust for power inside the human being, the desire to control someone inside the human being. So in order for us to live in peace, you have to decide to no longer need to control someone else or to feel greater than someone else or to exert power over someone else. And when you find the spirit of the Creator, that need is removed from you, and what you desire is for the well-being of others. That's the spiritual transformation that every soul is here to ultimately go through. That transformation in thought and heart, where you no longer need to feel superior to someone or be in control over someone or subjugate someone, because you realize we're all one. We're all one entity, one expression of God in many forms. And you realize what you do to harm another, you're ultimately harming yourself. That's the spiritual awareness that you reach once you have attained that connection to the divine. And it goes beyond a religion, because most religions are divisive in maintaining the idea that one group is better than another. And so they fight. And one group wants to be supreme over another, and one group wants to subjugate another, and they all are doing it in the name of God. But however, if you were operating in the spirit of God, neither would be arguing or fighting or seeking to subjugate the other. So when a person has a desire to actually reach God in their heart, they have a desire for a transformation, a spiritual transformation, they're going to reach that, because that is what every soul ultimately is returning to, even if it takes different life experiences to get there. It's just like if I, from where I'm at, if I decide I want to get to City Hall, downtown Chicago, which is, where is that on, LaSalle and Randolph Street. Okay, if I want to go to City Hall, I can take the highway to I-57. I can take that downtown. I can take Halsted Street and get downtown. Or I could start from way over on Stony Island, the east side, and I can get downtown. Or I could start from Pulaski and Madison on the west side. Or I can start from Howard Street on the north side. But if my goal is to get to City Hall, it doesn't matter what road I start at. It doesn't matter what road I take. It doesn't matter how many winding turns I have to take to get there. If my goal is to get to City Hall, no matter where I'm at, I'm going to get to City Hall, because that's my goal. So if a person's goal is to get to God, it doesn't matter what religion through which they come through, what spiritual path, what spiritual leader they follow, what they call themselves, none of that matters. What matters is that their heart has a desire for that ultimate transformation that comes when you meet God in your heart. So we spend a lot of time arguing over whose religion is right. And it's not the religion, it's not the leader, it's not the rituals, it's not what you call it. It's none of those things. It's the desire in your heart to meet God. And you will get to God, no matter whether you're following a priest, a rabbi, an imam, a reverend, a guru, whether you're following Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, New Ageism. It doesn't matter what it is. It's your heart desiring to reach the divine. And you will find what you're seeking. Because every road will take you there if that is your intended destination. So if we are focusing on what someone is calling themselves or who they're following or what rituals they're practicing or not practicing, you missed the point. And we'll always be in conflict about it because we're conflicting over the road we're on and not the destination they're striving for. The road doesn't matter. It's the destination. So, regarding the issue of Islam, Islam means peace. It means peace. So, are you reflecting peace in your treatment of others and in the deportment of yourself? Are you generating peace in your interactions with others, in your thoughts and words and behavior, in your service to others? Are you expressing peace? That is what Islam means, peace. So those who are reflecting peace have a right to say that they represent peace. But there are many who may say that they are following a way of peace. And they're, in fact, engaging in war, trying to make someone else follow their way of life. So you are what you are based on what you do, not what you say. And people can see your light, regardless of how you're dressed, where you live, what body type you have. The light of your soul will reflect the light of God if you have reached that destination, no matter what road you took to get there. So that's what I would say about that. So what we have in America, we are also going through that same cycle of rise and fall that every other nation has gone through because of what's in the hearts of the people. The need for some to feel like they are superior to others, the need for some to have control over others, the need for some to try to control the wealth and the material gain at the expense of others being deprived. So that creates the conflict that we all are experiencing in this nation. It is in its stages of decline because that's what happens when you don't learn how to share. What do we say every day on this show? We can end crime, violence, and poverty. All we have to do is share. But when a society fails to do that, then it collapses from within. And that's what we're experiencing as a result of an abuse of power. And there's no one person. There's no one person. When you have an economic system, first of all, that was built on slave labor, and how many years did the nation try to justify that by lying about the people who they brought to serve in that capacity? And they lied in order to soothe the consciousness of other people who realize, hey, this is the wrong way to treat a person. Oh, but see, they're not really people. I mean, and God said that, you know, they're supposed to serve us. I mean, you can tell all kinds of lies. So we believe the lies long enough for us to stay in that situation until we realize that's incorrect. We are expressions of God, and we are not here to serve anyone. We are not here to be enslaved. When we changed our minds, the system ended because we no longer capitulated to it, and we're willing to fight to end it. So now in some places in the world, you know, Great Britain and so forth, they ended slavery without a war. And so even though there's still racism, there's a different spirit there as opposed to here where it was a physical conflict. We had to end it by force. And we understood that we had to fight to end it. So we're not under any illusions about it.
But there is an illusion that slavery has ended, and it has not ended. It is in full effect. It just went underground. It's called human trafficking. And
that exists because what's in the hearts of people still
yes.
exists. The desire to control, the desire to oppress, the desire to abuse. So things happen out of our heart. Whatever it is we desire to make happen, that's what happens. And when we don't change that, then it just continues, maybe in another form, maybe called something else.
Yep.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm. And marketing.
So if we want to change, we have to change what's inside of us. You have human trafficking because you have people purchasing people.
Mm-hmm. And we see it all the time. We see it all the time.
The problem is.
And I see it a lot in social circles. And you may not be aware of it, but pay attention to this, especially if you're walking in urban or suburban area. You will see an older gentleman with a younger Oriental girl or Russian, Ukrainian, Lithuanian, Greek, Polish, whatever. You'll see all these older guys walking around with these younger girls. They're not their daddies. It's called human trafficking. And Marcus King brought that to my attention, too, because on October 5th, there is an event going on where they're looking for women, and vendors are needed for October 5th. Women, they're looking for women that are homeless and women that have been victimized by sex trafficking. And I'm going to post that information on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Marcus King, one of the facilitators of the event, said the event will be held at Willoughby Park, 1610 West Howard Street. That's on October 5th. I believe that is Wednesday, yeah. And so I'll be posting that information on my blog, but you need to know about that. This system, yeah, it's falling. And it's time for it to fall because those who have been in power for so long, I mean, they're dead and gone, but the system is still in place.
Right. The system is still in place because of the thoughts that hold it in place. Look at sex trafficking, for example. What is in the mind and heart of a man who would purchase sex and not be concerned about the well-being of the person, knowing that they are doing this under some type of force, some type of lack of ability to either provide for their basic needs, you know, food, clothing, shelter, separation from their family, fear, and you're willing to use this person's body for your physical pleasure, not caring about her emotional, psychological, spiritual state.
Don't care nothing about that.
What's inside of you that you have made her a non-person and you don't care? You only care of the satisfaction that you get from the use of her body, stimulating you sexually.
Mm-hmm.
What's inside of you that's missing that you can do that? And that's where we start. When we don't care about each other as human beings, when we don't have a conscience that can empathize with someone's pain, then we will do anything for what we desire. And so that's why you can, and I think somebody was talking about, or I think Lionel was talking earlier about warfare, when you can rip up somebody's belief that to kill these people is going to get them something that they want. So therefore, they can justify all kinds of brutality in their own minds because they're believing by me killing this person, this is going to bring me honor, glory, wealth, whatever it is they feel that they should have, and that this person stands in the way of them getting, then they will turn off their humanity and do some horrific crimes against another human being, believing that it's a noble thing to do. And we've done it in every single war that we've been in.
Yep.
And really, other than the, maybe the American Revolution, you know, was about independence from Britain and all of that. Maybe the Civil War was about ending slavery and freeing people. But other than that, okay, then you had World War II, which was a whole, World War I, first of all. So all of the battles over power between the European nations culminated in World War I, and then the residual impact of that, Germany feeling like they've been humiliated, and then that gave the rise to Hitler, who made them feel like, I'm going to bring Germany back to its glory, so people were willing to follow him and do some horrific crimes against others. And so you can create the idea in the mind of someone that something awful that they are doing is actually a good thing because it's going to give them a benefit, and they will turn off their humanity and abuse people. And what does it take for them to reawaken, to realize that they have been hoodwinked? So when we had the Vietnam War, and nobody knew what that was about, nobody understood, you know, the whole communist thing, and so they had to basically use drugs to get soldiers to go into battle against people and, you know, somehow demonize the North Vietnamese. But the soldiers knew in their own soul there was something wrong with that. That's how come some of them came back with post-traumatic stress disorder. First of all, they realized they were being abused in this country. And then they're going to fight for somebody else who's trying to, you know, protect what they believe in. And they didn't, like Lionel was saying, they didn't really believe in this war, but you're forced to kill somebody, and it's against your own nature, your own soul that knows you should not take a life. But you had to do it anyway. You had to take the drugs and everything else to brainwash yourself to get through this awful thing that you have to do, because if you don't get out there, it's kill or be killed.
Yep.
And that's how come so many of them came back psychologically damaged from life, because they felt that they had violated themselves going to this war, but they didn't know it was go to war or go to jail.
Right.
If you can't escape to Canada, those are the choices you have. So every war that people brought should have taught us something. And the lesson is, you don't want to go to war. You want to settle things peacefully. Like Maika was saying about, you first have to have two parties that agree to resolve the conflict. If you don't have both parties realizing that war, conflict, fighting is not going to bring any benefit, then somebody's going to want to keep fighting. So both people have to be brought to the mindset that I cannot get what I want through force, through hurting someone else. I cannot. The only way that this can be resolved is that if everyone's needs are met and everyone is at peace. War doesn't bring peace. It brings anger and a desire for vengeance. So that's why World War I led to World War II. And all the other wars that we have fought have been about trying to maintain power and control other people's wealth and all of that. None of those wars have been about whatever noble cause of democracy that this nation tried to make it be about. None of them. So what we should know as a human family at this point in our evolution, with this worldwide web, we can talk to each other every day and we can hear each other and we can understand each other's belief systems and history. At this point in our evolution, conclusion as a human family, we should come to the conclusion that we cannot solve anything through war. And everybody should have the desire to resolve any conflict. What's happening in the Ukraine, like Lionel was saying, you know, the Russians, they don't want to do that. But, again, you know, when you are under a government that says you either go to battle or go to jail, then you're stuck. So in order for there to be peace, the soldiers have to collectively, as one mind, say no. And that man, we've had interactions where people have refused and turned on the leaders and say, no, you're not going to make us do this. And now that is possible. And if people were to reach that point where they are connected to the minds of the divine, the universe, the creative force that we call God, they will have the strength, they will have the courage to decide to refuse to fight. And if it happens on both sides, that war ends. And it can happen at any point. It can happen. So if we put that thought out there, we can help make it happen. Because thought is energy. And we have the power to stop violence with the power of our thoughts. Prayer is simply a connection, a conversation with the divine. But as we know, when we meditate, that's our listening to the answer coming from the divine. So we can choose to end every single conflict all over the world if we help people in their own heart, mind, and soul reach God. And it doesn't matter what path they follow. Doesn't matter what role they start at. Doesn't matter where they are. If their goal, if their destination is to reach God, they will reach it. Doesn't matter who their leader is. What guru, what priest, what rabbi, what pastor, if in their hearts they want to reach God where there is peace, they can reach it. And once they reach that destination, they will have the courage to choose to stop fighting and choose to collectively say, no, we won't go. And there will be no war because the soldiers have decided it ends now. This war stops now.
Because those who have decided that there is going to be war, trust and believe, they are not going out there to do the war. Now,
right, they ain't
yes.
going out there fighting. That's what your sentiment. Oh, no, y'all killed on it. Yeah,
yep.
Right, they ain't going.
Yep, not going at all. And, I see the switchboard is lit up. We need to take some calls. Baba Kwame Sunhorse is on the line. 706-202 Grand Rising, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Go right ahead.
Grand Rising, and assalamu alaikum to Sister Naima. Interesting topic. I came in at the tail end of it, but allowing you to share what's in your heart has made it very viewable of what the topic was sort of, and slavery and war. And the thing that I look at is, have you ever seen an animal war? Have you ever seen animals go against each other to take over territory?
Wow.
Well, I have seen lions and hyenas do battle, yeah.
They battle, but they battle not for territory. They don't fight. They're fighting the hyenas are trying to take something that doesn't belong to them. That part, but what we're looking at in the nature's world, you don't see the battle that humans, and we're supposed to be the stewards of nature. And
right.
What we're looking at, we've come away from it. That's because we're out of order. And in man, looking at what slavery has ended, it's one part of it. When we use that word constantly, it's slavery. When you have wars, you have captives. And those captives have the choice to either be submissive and be servant to the people that conquered them, or to join that nation and become a part of it and look at how we can work this out together. We're seeing what we call chattel slavery, the essence of what happened here in this country, the worst of it, because there were five other or six other slave captive trades, and the Arabs were the ones that began across Africa. You had the Sahara, Trans-Sahara, the Ottoman. You had the East African until we got to the part of the Atlantic slave trade, which was the most horrendous of what was done here on this continent and in the Western Hemisphere. So the thing that we're defining is that who were the perpetrators and the enforcers of these captivities, and what are their mindset? And you, I think this program started with going back to Rome. You have to look at the viciousness of Rome, and mm-hmm. that the word boy comes from that was the name for a slave. You were boy or girl, that was your name. You were a slave. That's how you were titled. So in looking at this whole thing about captivity, free your mind. This is where the captivity is, because if there's no enemy within you, your enemy outside of you can't harm you. Mm-hmm. We're being genetically enslaved now, genetically, in the genes. This is how deep that they're going into the human being to keep them captive. We as a people must understand that we have a divine intelligence and we have artificial intelligence. And that divine intelligence has been running the planet since the planet has been in its existence. So how do we choose to do something artificial when we were doing better when it was in divine order? These are the choices that we discuss, but what do we do? How do we do what we need to do? You know, I'm going to Tuskegee, and it says to build nature's garden, and how do we build a community? We got to begin looking at, they're not going to free you. You have to free yourself. And we have to each individually look at this one question that we ask ourselves. When we get ready to do something, how will this free me? Because if you're not free, you can't help someone else to be free, because you're still captive within your own body and mind.
That's true. Absolutely. You know, when you look at the different ways that the transatlantic slave trade was perhaps exponentially worse than some of the forms of slavery in history, it's because means of travel had expanded our global connections, had expanded. People were no longer isolated within their own landmass. You had people traveling overseas. And so as communication and travel expands, so can many other good things. Trade, commerce, industry. But also if you have a sickness within where you are willing to brutalize people, that expands as well. So mm-hmm. what may have evolved from local trading of people and prisoners of war now became part of the international business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the transatlantic slave was about. Mm-hmm. Slavery was about. So now you look at today, we have even greater expansion of travel and communication. We have the World Wide Web. We have airplane flights. You can go anywhere in the world. So now, how has slavery, coming from that same mindset, expanded? We have global trafficking, global human trafficking, where people are being taken from their homes, smuggled away, flown to another country. They can't speak the language. They can't communicate with their families. They're forced to be sex slaves. And it's the same mindset of someone not seeing this person as a human being, willing to sell them for profit, and a person willing to buy them to use them. So when we don't evolve spiritually as a human family, we keep doing the same thing, just in a more sophisticated way based on our growth and evolution in our technology. So if we want this to end, we have to change what's within. We have to change the heart that does not see another human being as a human being like ourselves.
Being a perpetrator. That's why you've got to keep up with the updates on my blog, zeldaspeech.wordpress.com, and also on higherlearningnetwork.org. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, but what we have to understand is we're using a word, slavery. And this word in itself was not, when you look up the etymology and you look at when did this thing start, exclave, this is a word that was used in the French and the other languages, but this is a word that did not mean what we define it and looking at how we look at it today. We're looking at what cattle slavery, the most hideous way in which their people, another human being, did to another human. And so what we're looking at is that words have power, and we're constantly saying that we slave, but we were before we were slaves, before that this happened, what were we? What were we as human beings? We were people that transported back and forth to this continent and interacted with the indigenous people of this land. 1311, 2,000 ships came from the continent and came here to these Americas and populated with the people here and exchanged. We were constantly exchanging. It was the aberrant child that took this same thing of taking something and taking it and wanting to use the people that had constructed it for their gain, because the word in dealing with slavery is to make someone do something against their will. That's what power is. Power is to be able to define someone's reality and to make them believe that which is not their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's enslavement. Not the cattle slavery with the body. The mind and the body, the genes, the blood is now being enslaved, that you're addicted to food, you're addicted to internet, you're addicted because you don't know how to recover yourself. How do you reconnect to your divine self? Those are the parts we look at freedom.
So, this morning when I did this 5:55 morning message, I'm quoting Anita Morjani, who, best-selling author. She had a near-death experience. And she came from a culture, women were subjugated, and she grew up in Hong Kong, and as an Indian woman, she was discriminated against, she was bullied as a child, and all of that. So, of course, that shaped her personality and self-image. And what she was sharing about her life is that when she had that near-death experience, when she was pronounced, near-dead and in a coma and went to the other side, and she learned that we allow our environment to define how we believe about ourselves, what we think about ourselves, and therefore what we act out, believing ourselves to be smaller and more helpless than we are. In fact, we are very powerful beings. We're not this body that we're wearing. We are the expansion of the universe. But we don't know that as long as we are believing everything that we're absorbing from the society that tells us we're less than. But we shouldn't have to die in order to rediscover who we are as these great souls that we are. We shouldn't have to die in order for us to see that we are the very expression of God. We shouldn't have to die in order to discover that. We need to learn that while we're here. And once you learn who you are, no one can subjugate you because you're not allowing it. You're not believing you deserve it. Your energy won't permit it.
Mm.
We have to know that. We have to know that. No one else needs to change what they're doing because they're doing what they're doing based on their level of consciousness. We must change what we believe about ourselves. And when that changes, everything changes.
Yep.
But no one can do this for us. As we play this quote from Dr. King all the time, no one can do this for us. We must do this. It's an internal transformation that has to happen. And it can happen at any point in time when we realize that the help, the awakening, has always been right here.
Mm-hmm.
So we can change this. We can change this condition in an instant. It doesn't take a change of law. It doesn't take a sudden desire for other races to see black people as good people. It doesn't take any of that. You define who you are, and your life changes instantly because you have changed how you see the world, and you change how you see yourself, and you change what you do in the world because you realize you are powerful beyond measure, and no one can make you be any less than who you are. You are an expression of God. No one can stop that.
And they furthermore teach us to look outside of ourselves for that expression of God. We look to the sky, we call it heaven, because we are so heavily indoctrinated that we just can't get beyond the thinking of that which we have been taught. Because as Baba Kwame Sanhor says, we are in one box, we wake up in a box, we go outside, we get in another box, CTA, car, bus, whatever. And then we go and work in a place where we're in a box all day. When do we get out in nature and experience what life is really all about? Well, we go to the barbers of the peace, but how many times do we actually go sit in the grass, hug a tree, take your feet off and just sit there and listen and do some deep breathing? No, because they haven't taught us that, so we don't do that. We're so programmed with this right here, cell phone, yeah, I got it in my hand right now because I'm answering people's texts about the show, and it's like, look, we're live on the air. Go sit out in the grass. Put your phone down. Don't text me nothing else. Just go sit in the grass.
Absolutely. And when you look at the expansion of the universe and you realize, how was I seeing myself as a small, insignificant being? I am a part of all of this. I am a part of all of this.
Amen.
So we need to see it. And when we look at those who have been enslaved, what happens is when someone can control how you think because they control what you experience, whether it be our ancestors being taken away from their families and shipped overseas, or some young 13-year-old being smuggled away from an Asian country and brought here to America, and she can't call or speak to anybody, and she's been trafficked, and she doesn't have the belief that she can escape, and if she escapes, she wouldn't even know where to go or who to call or who to talk to, and nobody help her because they don't know she's in distress, or if they are, they do, they feel like it ain't none of my business. So either way, when you're in a condition where you don't feel that you can change your condition and you do what you're told out of fear of death, you gotta connect to the divine and get that Harriet Tubman spirit, because God told her you can free your people, and she did.
And she believed it. She had to believe it first.
Yes, first you gotta believe. The power of God is greater than anything else, and the power of God in you is greater than anything else. Nobody can defeat God, and when God is in you, you can do whatever you choose because
and
you have the power of the universe inside of you. But we have to know that. We have to know that without a doubt, because when you know it without a doubt, what did Herod say? I got a right to be free or right to die. And if I decide I'm going to be free or die, then nobody can kill me. I'm not capitulating out of fear of death. And we have to get to that point where we have no fear, and definitely no fear of social disapproval. We'll do dumb things because we're afraid people are going to be mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotta wear these kind of clothes or people are going to not like it. Really? And that's going to affect your life. How? You know, we do things that are inappropriate, just like, you know, back in the day when, you know, somebody decided smoking was cool, so everybody, well, let me sit here and puff on this cigarette so I can look cool. Really? So that you can win the admiration of people who watch you poison yourself and later die? because you need to look cool. So we have all of these things that we are still doing out of fear of disapproval instead of doing what is for our best interest.
That's
and not
what I love.
About what other people think. That's the conditioning that we're going through. And it ain't even about life or death now. It's about acceptance and popularity. So you can imagine when people do things when they fear they're going to die.
Ooh. That's what I love being about a senior citizen. I've gotten to the point where I really, what other people say about me, this is not my business. You're going through your own thing. So why should I take into consideration what you have to say about me? Because 9 times out of 10, what you say about me is a reflection of what you're thinking about yourself.
That's exactly what it is. And you know, my husband used to say this all the time, that when you turn 60, something inside your mind.
Something clicks, yeah. Something clicks.
Like, I don't care what you think about. Who are you? You know, you can't change who I am. You can't undo anything. So I've done it just to this point. And you can't change who I am right now. Your opinion doesn't matter. You finally get it. Now, you know, when you're 15 and 16 and, you know, scared, you're not going to be popular, you do dumb things because you really do believe these people's opinions matter. You get to a certain point in wisdom, you understand no one can make you be anything. Nothing anyone says or does can change the reality of who you are.
Nothing.
So if we can impart this wisdom to young people who are under the influence of negative directions they're being steered, whether it's because they're watching stupid things on the cell phone or on the computer or on the TV, if we can impart that wisdom to them so that they can make better choices, then they will have so much better lives. That's the benefit of living long enough to see this point in wisdom, where you can share that with people who don't know, young people who commit suicide because somebody put something about them on the internet and they felt humiliated and they thought, I can't live like this, I can't have people laughing at me, it's going to destroy me, and so they kill themselves. And we need to be able to show them, but this moment in time will not even be a memory when you think of the great scheme of things and what you're going to do in your life.
Yep.
This won't matter. Do not give the power to someone to make you in your life because they're making you believe that you're going to live the rest of your life in shame and ridicule, and you don't want the pain of that. You can move away from these people or learn to ignore them. Do not give power to people to destroy you because the power to destroy you is coming from you. They don't have any power unless you give them. Able to teach the young people who are having a difficult time right now because we were growing up, we didn't have the internet. We had bullying, but we didn't have when people could put things on a global network and shame you and make you feel like you were going to be ridiculed for the rest of your life and laughed at it and beat up and all of those things. They have to deal with it. We didn't have to deal with it. So you talk about abuse of power. When you don't know how to use something as powerful as the internet, and it's a very powerful tool, but you use it to abuse people, you can destroy people. But that same power, you can use to put out a positive message. You can use to put out a thought. You can use to put out a thought such as, all soldiers shall choose to lay down their arms and make peace and not obey a government that has no power other than what the soldiers give. The government cannot make you shoot someone else if all of you collectively choose not to. There's nothing they can do if no police will arrest anyone who declines to pick up arms against someone else. And if no soldier agrees to go and shoot someone else, there will be no war. And every mind and heart can choose this because they don't want to violate their own soul. So we can end all wars right now. It's the heart that has to come to the realization that they are being misguided and manipulated to destroy their fellow brothers for reasons that have nothing to do with their own well-being. So we can put out a collective thought on this very powerful tool that connects the whole world And the power of that thought can change the reality that we create. We can do that right now. And we have the power to do that everywhere we are. So the same devices that are used to traffic human beings and seduce people and deceive people and kidnap people, those same devices can be used to put out a spiritual message that touches the heart, transforms the mind, and ends all conflict between nations. Same power. And all of the patterns. All it takes one. Just like you can have one match that lights one stick and it catches fire throughout a whole forest. Anybody can be that match that lights the fire. And that fire can catch on. Because at this point, with all the wars that we have seen and all the bloodshed and suffering, that's not fun, is it? So is there any glory in that? No. Look at all the veterans that have come back in wheelchairs with no legs. Do they think they feel like they're living in glory? No. So we have learned at this point in our evolution as a human family, we have learned that war does not solve anything. All it does is bring pain. And we can choose as a collective body to stop the pain, stop the violence, stop the war, stop the suffering, stop the conflict. We can choose that. And if we collectively choose it, it will happen. Because no one can make you do anything against your will. They really can't. And when you believe they can, that means you are a slave. So we are
rounding up.
We have went way over time.
But that's okay.
Because
we have most definitely had an opportunity to explore some thoughts and plant a seed. Because we can choose how we want this future to go on this planet. We can choose.
Well, we got
to choose to make it be the way we want it to be. We have to know that we have the power to do it and act as if it already is so.
And grand rising to Tracy Cobb, who says grand rising to all my sister from another mister. Let's take a couple of phone calls before we get out of here. 779-801, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aika. Yeah. You know, this thing about power, it's really, it can be seen at the lowest and the highest level, how people use and utilize power. Like this morning, my comment was about the need for court systems, judicial systems, by which people can resolve their differences. And that's so important that we learn to initiate them, even in the home. Children need to learn that. Children need to learn how to vote. And they need to have court systems within the home so that when a problem comes up, they can learn what jurisprudence is. And if these things aren't taught early in life, then people tend not to think about them later on. I had posted once on, recently, on Facebook asking the question, do we need to have a Department of Peace in every country in the world?
Wow.
Very few people responded because the consciousness of peace is so low, I think, that people don't even think in terms of how do we establish peaceful relations among nations. But here in the United States, Indiana doesn't go to war with Illinois.
Right.
If there's a problem, we go to court. And that's what we need in the world, at the world level. We need a world court system. And we have to develop consciousness to bring something like that into being, then we can end war. War is about becoming conscious of peace. And that peace begins within. So until we begin
I
to establish...
You know what I just thought of, Maika?
Go ahead, dear.
I just thought about what one of our callers, listeners, viewers said. Tracy, she said war is big business. There's no business in peace. So the, there's a thought for you.
They say that that was one of the causes of the murder of Dr. King, because he was advocating peace in the world. And the people who sell guns and weapons and oil and whatever else they sell to foster the war, that was an insult to them. You know, it's like you get ready to take away our money, our billions. So, yeah, we have to find ways to make peace sustainable.
Yeah.
Or profitable. We do have to do that. That's true. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Maika. Greatly appreciate Department of Peace. Mm.
Well, now, what is that verse about beat your sword and the plowshares and your, basically, it's, you know, use the same metal that you're using to kill, use it to produce food. Build farm equipment. I mean, we all got to eat. There really is benefit in peace. There really is profit in peace. We just have to see it, and we have to know that we can create it. And we've been given for those who've been looking at the biblical scriptures as a guideline, we've been given the formula. You can convert a war economy to a peace economy. Focus on what everyone needs. Food. You need to build housing. You need to grow crops. You need to do all these things for life to flourish. When life flourishes, there's no need for war. And everybody's flourishing. So you really don't need to benefit financially from weapons of war. If we understood that, then we would create that. And as soon as we understand it, we will create that. So the Departments of Justice all over the world, every state has a Department of Justice in every country, that could become the Department of Peace. Because the purpose of it would be, how do we restore peace? How do we resolve conflict in a way that is peaceful and everyone gets what they need? That would be the intention, as opposed to how can we throw somebody in jail so we can make some more money? Because that's what it is right now. That's why the Department of Justice is so unjust.
Mm-hmm.
But if our intention became peace, then all of our actions would be toward restoring or creating peace as opposed to profiting off of conflict. And we can do that. Everything starts with changing what's in the heart. If you change your intention, then everything you do will change. So all we got to do, and it's simple, but we think it's more complicated. At the core of who we are is the force of God, the power of God, the consciousness of God, at the core of who everyone is. If you can help them find it, then they will be transformed. What we end up doing, everybody who's had some type of a spiritual awakening, they think, well, if I can just make this person follow my religion, then they'll be a better person. You don't have to try to force anybody to follow your religion. Just help them reconnect to God. And it doesn't matter which religion they choose to do. Do it. If you can just help them do that by your own inspiration, by your own character, by your light that you shine, they can find the way. They can find the road. Doesn't matter where they started out from. They can reach the destination. If you just shine a light, and when we can do that, we truly can change this world. We don't have to try to make anybody believe the doctrine that we believe, or believe the theology, or read the book that we read. Just reflect the light of God in you, and inspire them to find it in themselves. That will transform their heart. That will create the renewing of their mind. That will lead them down the right path so that the things that they do will be based in love and not greed or lust for power. Help them become the transformed being that they have the power to become. All of us can do that. We just have to know it's possible and then act as if it's already done.
And stop waiting on somebody else to do it, because they're waiting on you. You, as Baba Kwame Sunhorse will say, you are the person that you've been waiting for.
You're the person you've been waiting for. It's the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine. I know Zelda don't think this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Well, you can let your light shine, too. And how can you do that? By simply being true to who you are and doing what Granny taught you as a kid. Share, as we say on the Female Solution. Just simply share. You don't have to have a lot of money to share, because you got something in your closet that you haven't worn in a year, 2, or 10 years. And how do I know? Because I'm one of those people, too. And I'm cleaning out my closet every day, taking something down to Tent City. A blanket, jacket, coat, pillow, sweater, boots, tennis shoes or something. They need help, y'all. And you never know. You might be one paycheck away from homelessness, and you don't want to join them. So get your good karma ready. Put it in a bag. Put it on your back. And take it on out to Tent City. Now, you know this is the blog, Instagram, our Instagram page. You see it. Go to hln.homeless.project. This is the project that we have been blessed with in helping others. And as you can see, I'm not going to play it loud where you can hear, but I want you to go there to see it. We go there every week, every Thursday. We volunteer at the EuropeanAmericanAssociation.org, and they give us food to take to homeless. And so we're just asking for money for tents, because as you can see, it is getting cold outside, and they need to keep warm. Well, that's not my job. I got 2 kids, and I got to go to school, and I got a job, and I can't pay my car note. Yeah, but you got something in your closet that you ain't using. And no amount is too small. If it's a dollar, we like the kind that folds, so don't give us the kind of jingle, because you can't put that in a dollar.
We take the kind of jingle, but we prefer the kind that folds.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Naima hit it right on the head. So please go to higherlearningnetwork.org. And you will see the opportunity for you to send a dollar up, okay? You can send a dollar, you can send $100, you can send $1,000. Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Baba Kwame Sunhorse.
You got 99 cents.
You got a minute before they cut us off. Go right ahead.
I just said you got 99 cents. You add a penny, you got a dollar.
Yes, sir. Oh, give me 99 pennies, and I'll add the penny, and we'll make it a dollar. How about that?
We'll add a penny for every one of your 99 pennies.
Yeah, we'll add a penny. Thank you so very much for the words.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda,
Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
On his list of subscribers, please go to Facebook.com, Dr. Willie Wilson, Dr. Willie Wilson. And I just had to share that information for you. The HLN TV show crew will be there. We ask that you share this video as well, because you may not need it, but somebody somewhere needs it. And we always want to have good karma. So keep the karma flowing. And last but not, well, this is next to the last. It is not the last, but it will be in a second. I'm trying to pull in our female solution promo. There you go. Wow, it did it on its own. It did it on its own. But now if we can just get it to stay where it is. Yeah, I have been having internet issues all day. I mean,
you know, I think the storm might be affecting a lot of people's connection. A lot of people have been having, phone problems, internet connection problems. So, I mean, just because the storm is a couple states away, it's still affecting the atmosphere.
Yes, it is. Because ain't nothing want to act right this morning. Hurricane Ian and Hurricane. Or the one in Puerto Rico.
Gil, is
Gil, what's it? Gil? Hurricane.
Global radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Okay, let me see if I can
start
pull
your
it back
week
up.
With
there
Monday
you go.
Morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks.
Yeah, it won't. It won't show. It just it comes and goes. So what can I say? I've done all I can do. Just remember, whatever you do today, be sure and get out in nature. I am about to go have my Monday morning walk because an 88-year-old woman told me, said, a body in motion stays in motion.
Self-care
and
Jody,
you gotta meditate to
Wednesday,
activate.
Repairing broken families.
Oh, now it wants to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Friday,
the audio book.
Yeah. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press
1
to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And if that's not enough to make your day better, here is the final one. If you are feeling yourself stressed out and you need
a female solution promo tonight.
What is that? Okay, that's the female solution promo that I've been trying to play all morning and it don't want to play, so... You tell I need my own stress relief this morning, so I'll leave you with this. Please share this video. Thank you for sharing this video. And make it a great day. And do something special for yourself.
Are you stressed out? Are you
ready? Wow. Are you stressed out? Of course I'm not stressed out. Every video I've tried to play this morning is not working. So why would I be stressed out? No.
Well, but we all know that what is happening has nothing to do with anything you're doing wrong.
Right.
It is the universe reacting to the energy that is permeating the earth right now.
Yes.
And as the hurricane seeks to throw off the negative energy that Mother Earth has experienced because of our mistreatment of each other, all of our devices are being affected by that.
Yes.
And all of our energy systems are being affected by that.
Yes.
So,
and someone will say, well, how is that possible, Naima?
Because everything is energy.
Everything is energy. Pure energy.
Everything affects all
ready to learn some quick techniques.
Yeah. Techniques. We're affecting the universe right now.
Right. And we don't even know it.
Self inside this body, energetically, whatever we're projecting is adding to either the peace or the conflict, depending on what we're projecting. So what do you want to add to today?
Immediately, then book your free 30-minute consultation.
Well, book your free 30-minute consultation for stress relief. Just simply go to higherlearningnetwork.org or email Zelda at higherlearningnetwork.org. And I'm going to put that up there for you. And
Zelda speaks the mindfulness stress relief.
Yeah, you all get a chance to see me in action. Get to see us in action when we're stressed out. What do?
And we remain calm and we keep on working.
Yeah, because we don't have a choice. And if we're going to be showing you what it's like to be stress-free, then we got to practice it, right?
That's right. Demonstrated.
Coach at higherlearningnetwork.org.
Pleasant voice and keep on talking and everything's fine.
Okay, y'all, I got it up there. There you go. You can email me, Zelda at higherlearningnetwork.org for your free consultation so that way you don't have to keep watching it spinning around and around and around and around.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for sharing. Okay, y'all, make it a great day. We are over and out. Thank you so much for watching. Stay on purpose, stay in power. We'll see you tomorrow. Self-care with Jody Susan. Make it a great day, and thanks for watching. Please share this video, and thank you for sharing the video. Love, peace, and hair grease, in the word of Deborah Smith. All right, girl, you talk about nothing working this morning. Good Lord.
Yeah. I know the storm is just having an impact on everybody.
Yeah, because ain't nothing working this morning.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing working.
But I got to talk to you, though, because
okay.
I think your signal went out when you were walking. So
yeah,
it did.
So
I had questions that only you could answer.
Oh, wow. Okay. And by the time I thought about it, I was like, oh, the show over with now. I mean, not the show, the meeting over with now. I was like, oh, well, so much for that.
One of the things,